spread out was a very effective four innings for you, and you really seemed to be a strike thrower today. I think the ball-to-strike ratio, like you threw eight or nine balls that whole outing.
Yeah, no, definitely felt good. Capping off my last outing, felt about the same. I think more of the pitches were down than last outing, which is obviously good, and that's what we're working for. Good thing is, feel good, and secondary stuff is coming around and working real nice.
Were you working especially on the secondary stuff today? It seemed to be a lot of the off speed.
No, pitching to the count and the hitter and what he's seen the second time through the lineup, and just going off that really.
Are you totally comfortable with your new physicality, or are you still sort of getting into that comfort level?
As far as the body, no. I mean, I'm even better than what I wanted to be. As far as that goes, body condition, all that is at its best right now, I feel like. As far as the arm is, I mean, it's good. Everything feels good. As long as everything feels good, I'm happy. And, there's going to come, a point, who knows what game that, it's not only going to be there. And that's what, that's where the hard work starts, on the mound. And pick and choose your spots, what you got to work on. Hopefully, obviously, it doesn't come for a while. And, things keep going well. But, I know as well as any other pitcher does that, it's going to come and I'll handle it.
Do you think when you get the first time to 100 pitches, 100 to 120 pitches, that's when you'll really be able to tell the difference in how you feel at that point?
No, I expect to feel the same way. I mean, I've worked hard in the off season to, go 10 innings. And, obviously I'm not going to go 10 innings probably ever unless the pitch count is ridiculously low. I might not go nine, but, hopefully I get to go nine maybe four or five times and, even eight, I think most pitchers, they want to try and get through six or seven. Well, I've trained to go 10. And, I don't think it's going to feel any different on the body. The arm probably naturally will be a little bit more sore. That I don't think even the arm will be as sore as it was last year. Just given the weight I've shed, and it's not putting as much strain on my shoulder.
Differently with the body, I think as you get later into games, you'll stay stronger longer now with this new physique.
Yeah, for sure, and that's what we wanted. That goes along with saying that I'm ready for 10 innings, and that's what I've trained for, and I think it's going to go a long way. Throwing, hopefully get through six or seven innings. I'm going to be really fresh for the next start.
Brett, last year, all the talk about you down here was about velocity. Is that a dead issue now as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're comfortable throwing 87, 89, and it's no longer an issue in your mind?
No, in my mind, no. I don't care what it is. I don't think velocity is what makes good pitchers. It's, obviously velocity helps get you away with mistakes, but, all it comes down to, I feel like, is 100% location.
Is your fastball command where you'd like it to be at this point?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it obviously can be better at times on certain pitches, but I'd say about one or two of the pitches today were up that I didn't want up. There was certain times where I did want the ball up, and it usually obviously comes after two off speed pitches in a row, or just trying to get up and in on a guy and swing and miss or pop up, what have you. It's right where I want it to be.
How'd you like working with Gomes?
Gomes is good. He's a really good catcher, young guy, and we were on the same page for most of the outing, and he's figuring me out as well as I'm figuring him out, so it was good. He's a really good young catcher and had a lot of good things to say, in between innings. And Darnold was the same way. The last two catchers I've had, they've really tried to, talk to me during the in-between innings, trying to figure out what I was thinking. And they'll do the same thing to me. And to let me know what they were thinking in a pitch-up situation. For example, the one to Montañez, three straight fastballs. I was really just trying to hit that down and away spot, and he was calling curveball changeups. And you know, right after the game was over, he came over and hey, that pitch with Montañez, you know, it started going through what he was thinking. You know, said he was choking up on the bat, you know, just looking to hit it and you know, put the ball in play and run. And which is unbelievably smart for a kid his age. But you know, spring training, I just wanted to try and hit that down and away spot. Naturally, I probably would have gone to something different, and I told him that. And but it's good to hear, you know, guys that are, you know, the catchers really thinking this, how young they are.